Now, I'm just being told that Mr. Kamal Wazni, political analyst, is joining me now from Beirut to share his thoughts with us on this important day for the Iranians here. Mr. Wazni, a correspondent there saying that some of the documents that were exposed in that embassy takeover some 33 years back included espionage activities by the US, not just against Iran, but against the region. What do you think has been the effects that the US embassy takeover, the act in itself, has had on regional countries when it comes to relations with the West and the US, basically its allies?
Well, basically, this is all the document from the CIA confidential record shows the American and the British engineered that coup against the people of Iran in 1953, and they took the Iranian hostage for 26 years by imposing on them a dictator and authoritarian individual who ruled Iran with against the will of the Iranian people. They use all kind of brutality. They even their documents talk about how they paid the CIA and the British M6 paid for a gangster and bribe a lot of businessmen, newspaper, magazine to engineer that coup against the Iranian people, because the Iranian people at that time did not go along with them with the oil deal. They wanted to have economic benefit for the Western world and deprive the Iranian people of that right. That coup was not only engineered for Iran, but it worked through the American worked on it throughout the world, trying to create regime that work as subservient to their interest. It's the case with Cuba and Indonesia and other country around the world were actually been subjected to American dominism because they wanted the economic interest and they wanted control and total control over their property. The Iranian people eventually free themselves from being taken hostage by the American and by the British in 1979 by launching the revolution in February, and that revolution actually been under also sanctioned by the American because they wanted to live in dignity and freedom and they want to prosper in their own. But at least these the times that of the revolution, it was different from the time that they engineered and manufactured the first coup against the Iranian people in 1953.
A lot of observers here in Iran and elsewhere are saying that the US is simply not interested in resuming ties with Iran on an equal basis and is still intent on destroying the Islamic Revolution. Is that a point that you'd agree on?
Well, that's the action that is taken by the Americans so far. They've been intended in destroying or trying to destroy and topple the Islamic Republic. You have to look at their action, at their deeds. It has been very hostile to the livelihood of the Iranian. They went after simple things that, as Dr. Miranda said, food and medicine. I mean, how could you talk about freedom and liberty and democracy and you banishing even the livelihood when you prevent medicine from entering a country because you impose sanction?
But you were speaking about the current U.S. policies towards Iran. The question was, is the United States even interested in resuming ties with Tehran on an equal basis?
Well, this hasn't been the case. The American always spoke from a different point of perspective. They always said, I'm the master and everybody has to follow me. They have disrespect for the right of country to be sovereign, to be decide their own destiny, to decide their own fate. But they found out they're dealing with a different entity, with Islamic Republic, that respect all nation, but reserve the for itself to be challenged those tyranny who tried to impose their wills on their Iranian people. Here, the United States, from putting the sanction and putting the blockade around Iran and working very hard during the Obama administration to engineer a blockade from everywhere, using their financial muscles, using their economic sanction, putting military bases around the Persian Gulf in Islamic countries like Qatar, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Arab Emirates, try to create the division. This is not talking from somebody who wanted to deal with country in an equal basis. This is somebody who just wanted to re-engineer the coup that happened by a presidential decree by Eisenhower. So every time we talk about the CIA, it's not really the CIA. It's the CIA carried out the operation, but the one who gave the order, it is the Eisenhower administration that carried the responsibility, and it is the United States that carried the responsibility. And it shows as even somebody who actually engineered this coup, he write later on that he said in his own world, in his own word, the world has paid a heavy price for lack of democracy. He said it taught us tyranny and aspiring tyranny. The world's most powerful government was willing to tolerate limitless oppression as long as oppressive regime was friendly to the West and to the Western oil company. That's one of the guys who worked in the coup in 1953, and he was one of the CIA operative who worked under the order of Eisenhower. He found out and he came to his conscience, and he actually spelled out how the United States have its own meaning of democracy. Their meaning is as long as you're subservient to us, you are fine.